Bez Hashem continues Simulam Beis Sif Mem Sif Cotton Kuf Pei Zayin Shir number 96. We're discussing the Batim Mitzvah. We say in the beginning of Sif Mem or Habatim Mitzvah Asoisoi Shachar. The Batim, it's a mitzvah we discussed yesterday, to this lashon of mitzvah to make it black. Then the Mechaber says Chritz Shebein Bayis LeBayis. Last line of the Mechaber in the top of the page. The chritz, that line, shebein bayis lebayis, between each of the compartments, with the batim tzorich shiagia ad hatefer, has to come down all the way to the bottom of the stitching, as we discussed yesterday as well. Says the mechaber further, ve'im lo yagia ksheira, if it didn't come down all the way, it's still kosher, b'di'eved, v'ushiyeh, nikir hachritz, turning the page, kidei shiu dal roshel nir lakol. Now it has to be recognizable. It has to be recognizable that they are four separate compartments. You can't have a scenario where you don't see the four compartments, because that's not like what? That's the shalyad. The shalyad is one bias. The shalroish is four separate compartments. So it has to be, not just that it is four compartments, it has to be visibly clear that it's four separate compartments. And this is what we're showing over here in the picture like this, where we all know our tefillin shel roish has very clearly... Yes, that's a good point. Yes, the same as Rebbeinu Tam. The only difference between Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam is that the order of two parashiyos are reversed. That's really the only difference between the two. Okay, let's take a look at the Mishmur and Sifkat and Kuf Pei Zayin on the bottom of the page.
Excuse me.
Yes, question. The Mishmur says in Sifkat and Kuf Pei Zayin, who she, yeah, Nikar HaChritz, it has to be recognizable. Avalim Eina Nikim Bebachutz, Af Shimi Bifnim, Ish Dalabatim. And if it's not recognizable from the outside, even though inside there are four compartments, four houses for the Klaf, and each parasha is in its correct place, nonetheless, loy mahani, it doesn't help. Kuf peiches nikar achritz aval srito irishima ba'amo loy mani klal. To make an indentation on just on the outside when it's not four compartments, that doesn't help either. So what the Mishnah is telling us, we need both. It has to be a situation where outside you see it's visibly separate compartment, and you also need inside it's also a separate compartment. Turn the page to 108 in the Dershu edition. You need some type of separation between the batim. The charitzin, these indentations should be recognizable. Mayin b'maisa soifim, the chayodim isn't like the soifim. What do they do? Shemedabkim habatim v'tochin eskol habayis v'tiach oy beglanz. That they glue together the four compartments. Like take your fingers and open them up, and they put glue and they put them all together. And then they put this black coloring on top, and then they put a gloss on top of it. So the chayadon doesn't like this. He says, "Don't do it." He says, "Don't do this." This that the chritz, meaning those indentations, have to go to the bottom of the tefiros of the stitches. Take a look more in the berlocha on this topic. So, if you take a look at this picture over here, he's saying that, and I have no idea why Seifrim would do this, but he says, if you had a scenario where the Seifrim would take a leather covering and put it down on top of the Shel Roish to the point where it looks now like a Shel Yad, is this possible? Now, even though, what is it really? It's really a Shel Roish. But it has to have the appearance, not just be four compartments. It has to be inside and outside. We have a question coming from at the end of Kupei Ches. The Mechaber says, The pasuk we said, as we mentioned, it looks like a tefillin shel yad, and it's supposed to look like a tefillin shel roish. Mechaber says back on the top of the page, in sif mem aleph, oirich v'roichav habatim v'gavon, the length, the width, and the height, ein loy shiur, does not have a specific shear. So it's interesting, Lashon in the Mechaber. Mechaber says ein lo shear, which means what? Well, if you read the words in translation, it means that they could be any size. Mm-hmm. We're going to see that the Goinim want to say, no, it should not be less than two etzboim. And an etzba is your thumb knuckle, two thumb knuckles. You should not make tefillin less than that. What's the reason why we're going to say don't make tefillin less than this? Because to write tefillin so small is difficult. Less than that, to write something so small is very difficult.
Two
etzbois.
Yeah, and that's the most expensive.
The most expensive because it's very difficult. I've seen the cloth. If it's the ones that come out beautiful, it's mamish gorgeous. It's unbelievably gorgeous. You see the precision, but at the end of the day, smaller than that is very problematic, as you'll see in a minute in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan kuf pei tes. Mikol malkoim. Nochin lochish ledivra goinim. Shesoyven shelechadchilo lo yaseh oisen katanim etzbo'ayim al etzbo'ayim. So, kuf pei tes. Okay, it's by sif katan, sif mem aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. So, he says that we should be concerned for the opinion of the goinim. The goinim say that ideally, loy yaase oison ktanim etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim. Don't make them less than etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim. Now, an etzba sounds like your finger. That's when your finger, your pointed finger is an etzba. Comes along the Prima Gaudim and explains to us that in the regards to the measurement, we're referring to the middle part of your thumb knuckle, which is thicker than your etzba. Look at your thumb knuckle and look at your pointer finger.
Yeah.
It's thicker. And that's how we mentioned in the past as well, etzba'ayim, etzba over here, and this refers to the thumb knuckle. He also says, well, then let's go back inside, v'ayinu ima titura. That's with the titura. Now, what's the titura once again? The titura is the moish of habayis. That's the part where the bayis sits on. This is the titura over here.
The bottom base.
The Eilus Talmud says that if you don't have these measurements of etzba'ayim etzba'ayim with the titur, it's possible, even b'di'evit. So it's interesting. I just want to backtrack for a second. You look at the lashon of the mechaber; it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like the mechaber is telling us it could be whatever shear you could make kosher tefillin. It doesn't sound like that. Mishmur is bringing from the Goyim, is bringing from the Eilus Talmid, that it shouldn't be less than two etzba'ayim of the gedolim, of a gedol, of the thumb, knuckle. And if it is less than that, even if it's only an etzba, says Eilus Talmid, it's possible. It's possible to say from Ayim Mordechai, Ayim Yosef El Yabba, Shalim Aleim Zchus. The El Yabba does have a limud zchus. If it is less than two etzba'ayim, Mikol Mokoyim, Siyim, the whole Baal Nefesh, Yizor, Lassus, Atitur, Rach, Obeiz, etzba'ayim. So the Eli Rabbi says, Lamaisa, you have to make sure that it's no less than two etzba'ayim. Ulevat koleilu matzim mo'oid be'ilu atfilin shaktanim shiparshiyo esayin guruois ad mo'oid mitzad d'chak ha'mokim. He says, you find many times that these parshiyos that are, that's what we were saying earlier, that are in small tefillin, mini tefillin, are inferior quality because it's just pashut very difficult to write so small and correctly. Kasher be'enai reis, now the he's bringing here, he says, I've seen this with my own eyes. That's what he says. My own eyes have seen shvachet tefillin written too small and they're not kosher. Alkein Hashem nafshay yishmor mehem, therefore one who is shemer nafshay, meaning he's concerned about his nefesh, yishmor mehem, he should avoid them. Okay, now, to point out, the Mishmur had already told us early on in Simon Chav Zayin, I believe it was, maybe Chav Hey, you don't want to make tefillin too big. Too big is not good, too small is not good. What's the problem with too big? If it's too large, so then you have a problem of sitting in the right place. Okay? And that's like this picture over here. You don't need so much of a picture, but you see, this is unfortunately, I with pain I say, this is unfortunately a very common situation. People are wearing tefillin in the wrong spot as the I'm sorry, what page is that? Was 203 in the bottom. 203 in the bottom.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you see, they wear large tefillin, and then it comes down past the hairline. Another problem with tefillin too large is that it's hard to get it properly, which is showing here as well. This is the Be'er Halacha. It's hard to get it properly in the right spot by the bicep, because if it's too low, then it's not on your muscle. If it's too high, it's also not in the right spot. So that's why the Mishmur is telling us, don't get tefillin too large. In the halacha, in life, you think it's like a hider mitzvah maybe, right? But he's telling us, you're going to yotzeh schar v'hefseder. You're not going to be wearing the tefillin if you don't have tefillin in the right place. Now we've been learning, just to review this last point, that tefillin cannot be too small. And the problem with being too small is because when you're right it, you most probably will not write properly. Siv mem beis, second line from the top of the page. And the Mechaber says, Shin shel tefillin halacha l'moish misina shiase ba'ar habatim shel roish kimin shin boiletes mikmitei ha'ar. Echad mi minoi ve'echad mi smailoi. It's the halacha l'moish misina. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, Moshe, when you make the tefillin, teach Klai Yisrael the halachas of tefillin, there has to be a shin. One on the right and one on the left. And we discussed the one on the right has three yuds, right? The lines are called yudin. The one on the left has four, I believe I'm saying that correctly. Yes, that's the next line in Mechaber. And how do you make these shins? Can you take a shin from another piece of leather and attach it? Do you fold over the leather originally and make the fold of the shin? Do you take a mold and push out the shin to create the mold, to create the form of the shin? Well, let's take a look. These are the three basic possibilities of how you create the shin. But before we see the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber says further, Shel yemin ha-meniach shel shloisha roshim, shel smol ha-meniach shel arba roshim. On the right side, the shin has three yuds, and the shin on the left side has four. Miyu, Rama says, imhipeich einei nifsol, if you accidentally, and you can see this happening, I'm saying, people make mistakes in life, if you make four on the right side and three on the left side, that would also be a psul. He says that's not a psul. To be very clear, that is not a psul, einei nifsol, that's not a problem. I just want to mention, I don't remember offhand, but anybody has a sefer Oilus Tamid on Tfilah, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, he gives a beautiful explanation as to why three and four. What's the symbolization over here? What's going on? Why on the right side the shin has three and the left side it's four? To point out as well something that you have a pshat?
Seven, of course, it's completion.
Right? Well, yeah. So I wanted to mention just now that three and four together is seven, which is also seven is the amount of straps we put on our arm. Whether it's some people put, let's say, a half and a half, but at the end of the day, that's the seven. Okay, that's interesting. All Svartan do eight? Really? I've never heard that. So I just want to point out that I'll pay those who do seven. So one of the understandings is that when we put on tefillin, what we're saying and symbolizing and trying to integrate in our attitude of life is that Kosh Baruch Hu is the shaylit, is the ruler, over, like Avraham Gedalia just said, over all 7 days of the week, yeah. Right? That's the understanding of the seven. That Kosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam, who is Shailit, is the Yachid and Yuchad over everything. So then you have that seven on your arm, you have that seven on your head. You are subjugating yourself Kol Kuloi to Kosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mishmur Sifkat and Kutzadi, Halacha L'Moshe Min Sinai, that you have to make the shins on the tefillin shorosh. Im niskalkel shin v'ni nicker. If the shin got ruined, and I've seen this myself, I don't check tefillin on a regular basis, but I've seen this. If the shin gets ruined, what's the halacha now? So tzarich l'sakne mechadosh dumi din miskalkel ribua mavor b'samach. You have to fix it. You have it just like if it's not squared, if the corner's not square, like you said, you bend down to pick with safer when you're shalroish, you don't realize how close you are, and you bang it. If you ruin the corner, you have to fix it. So too, if the shin part of it is not recognizable, you have to fix it. Kimin shin, a mashabachrenin the tmunas shin in shalon shon the waisim at fill and die. So the Mishra says it's sufficient for us to make the tsura of a shin. They're different fonts, if you will. You know, we have a script font. You take how do we make a shin? You just loop it around. It doesn't look like our shin of the ksav ashuris, right? There are different types of ksav. So he says, Nachren tell us that it's sufficient to tmunas shinin shalanu, that we make in the tefillin, is sufficient. V'loy b'inan doesn't have to be the ksav specifically for a sefer Torah tefillin mezuzas. Okay, minig asoy from kayoyim beiz mekoyim is lahadiv la'asoysin b'ksav ashuris mamish. The sefer says they try to make it specifically ksav ashuris. But like this, v'im osa shin b'klaf acher, the hidvik bedevik alabai is his puzzle. So this is very interesting. If you take, like in this picture, if you take a shin from a different place and you glue it on, in other words, you make a shin out of different leather, hide from an animal, and you glue it on, it's puzzle. So we ask this question and we're saying, no, it's puzzle now. Says further. So the question is, how do you make it? Okay, so there's two other possibilities. You either engrave it, like in other words, from the inside, from the outside, okay, or from the inside. What's the inside? You push it out. Okay, so now let's discuss that right now. So he says, in Kuf Tzadik Gimel, mikmitei ha'ar, so you like fold over the leather, da'ayinu shemikameit ha'ar, b'malakeit al-yidei kfilo. You fold it over until you make like the ends of the shin. And that's what he's showing you over here. If you take a look at this picture, you fold over. You see what you're doing here? You're folding over. This is on page 205. You fold over you see that? This one?
Yeah.
He's folding over, and that's what's creating the sides of the shin. That's what he's doing. Now that's one approach. He says further. Now he says further in the Mishnah Brura, to make the shin on your tefillin through a defus, through a form, it's like you have like a cookie cutter type thing, you know, and you push it out. So he says, so the Taz Emogin Avram suggest that ideally you should avoid this. Don't use the defus. Don't push it out. However, the Knesset Zagdoyle B'Shem Tshuvas Ramah, this is the Menachem Azariah, cause of the Zel Yoyser Hidr. So you have a machlok. The Taz of Magen Avraham say that's not the way to make it. The Menachem Azariah says that's better to make it like this with the defus. V'cheda meding a pashaka yoyim na'asos with the defus mevnei shal adei zeh yesh le tayer shin b'chul yoyseho v'ziyuno. So the Mishmur says that when you take the defus and you put it from the inside, like in this picture over here, and you push it out, right? You slide it in. Exactly how they do it, I can't tell you, but they're pushing it out. You have more of a clear shin. You have more of identity, as opposed to just folding over the flaps, which you can see that's a shin as well. Let's finish over here, and then we'll take your question after we finish the sif. In Sif Katan Kuf Tzadi Dal, it says on the right side you put a shin, you make a shin of three yudin. Ve'ein chilek b'zeh bein it le'acher. The basa yiminish is small. The alma is lean. It doesn't make a difference if your person's a righty, a lefty. When we say on the right side, it means the right side when he's wearing it. So that right side has three. And then the left side is four. In a nifsol, if you switch the sides. However, aval im oise b'shnei etzdadim rak shin shel shloisha roshim oy arba is possible. But im also shnei etzdadim, if you make them both sides, shin of 3 on both right and left, or a shin of 4 on both right and left side, that's possible. That's possible. So if you make the right side with 4, which you're not supposed to, the Mechamer says, and the left side with 3, b'diavad is kosher. But if you make both with 4, both with 3, that's possible. Kosher kein imchitza legamrei shin ha'echod, even more so. If you put only one shin, where's the other shin? It's missing. That's not good either. It's possible. And we will stop here and take a question. We'll pick up Mitzvah from Sif Mem Gimel next time.